Command number 80. Give the world its due and give God the things that are His. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Mark 12:17. Many of the commands of Jesus emerged out of the free-flowing conversations with those around Him. It can therefore be difficult to perceive His higher intent in the midst of a specific exchange. A good example exists in the matter of rendering to Caesar what is his and to God what is his. The query posed to Jesus was very specific. Is it lawful to pay taxes? Should we pay them? The nature of the question, bolstered by the incident of the coin in the fish's mouth which Jesus instructed Peter to use to pay their taxes, leads to the interpretation of render to Caesar as pay your taxes, be a dutiful, law-abiding citizen. Yet is that all there is to it? If so, the parallel between Caesar's things and God's things breaks down immediately. God levies no taxes at all. Therefore, something greater than mere payment of taxes, and even greater than obeying the laws of the land, must be here. What higher truth was Jesus thinking of? Jesus' teachings give no ground to formula. They underline eternal truths of character, conduct, and attitude. We must ruthlessly guard against turning them into cliches. All the commands emphasize high principles. They cannot be obeyed one-dimensionally. Even a seemingly specific command such as give the world its due and give God the things that are His, is not so simple as it looks. It is about far more than dutifully paying taxes. Jesus is speaking of an entire worldview, of the nature of our citizenship in God's kingdom, of what it means to be in the world but not of the world, about the focus of one's heart and life's priorities. Jesus turns these two questions about taxes into a high teaching about one's entire life focus and perspective of allegiance. Where is my heart? On the things of earth and its passing priorities and systems, or on the things of eternity? The question at its most fundamental is, where lies my citizenship? Many Christians feel duty-bound to engage in the political process and seek to influence the laws and programs of nations. Three questions must be asked. Is this how Jesus changed the world? Is He or is He not our example? If so, then why are so many of His followers trying to change the world by methods contrary to His example? It is fearfully easy for allegiances to blur, for temporal concerns to dilute eternal perspective. Does eternal citizenship require something other than political activism? What, in fact, are the things of God that Jesus says we must give to Him? One cannot help wonder if much of the political fervor felt by Christians stems from rendering a little too much of the passionate allegiance we owe to God to Caesar. The gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be legislated or enforced in the political arena. The truths of God are birthed in the heart. It is there, not in Washington, D.C., London, or anywhere else, that our citizenship has its foundations. Jesus' followers can only hope to change the world by keeping their eyes on the prize, not on the distractions of Caesar's passing world. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, third series, Kingship. Pilate asked Jesus if He is a king. The question is called forth by what the Lord had just said concerning His kingdom, closing with a statement that it was not of this world. The rank and rule of this world are uninteresting to Him. He might, from Jerusalem, have ruled the world, not merely dispensing what men call justice, but compelling atonement. He did not care for government, no such kingdom would serve the ends of his Father in heaven. What was perfect empire to the Son of God, while he might teach one human being to love his neighbor and be good like his Father? To be love helper to one heart, for its joy and the glory of his Father, was the beginning of true kingship. The Lord would rather wash the feet of his weary brothers than be the one only perfect monarch that ever ruled in the world. It was empire he rejected when he ordered Satan behind him like a dog to his heel. Government, I repeat, was to him flat, stale, unprofitable. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to give the world its due and give God the things that are His. Keep my eyes on the prize. Never let me forget that all this will pass away, and that your kingdom cannot be legislated. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.